Hello, hello, welcome to Motivation for Life. This is Susu Kenti, and I would like to talk to you about the signs and everything that is happening right now in this 21st century, in this 2020. And I want to talk about, please stay with me because I'm going to be talking about some information and some reflections on things that we don't know, that things that we have to learn. We have to learn a lot, and then I want you to please stay with me and get ready for this podcast with Motivation for Life. Okay, what we're going to talk about is about the signs that this is not a quarantine, okay? This is not a quarantine. Why am I saying that this is not a quarantine? There are a lot of signs, if you can notice, because of the economical crisis going on, also because of the preparations, how they prepare us. When I say they, I'm talking about the leaders on the social, institutional leaders. I'm talking about all the leaders that manage the economy, of course. And all the people that set up these social institutions and structures where we live in. I'm talking about them. It's people with power that have decided how you and I are supposed to live. Okay, so this is not a quarantine. And everybody tell me, so then what is it? It's control. It is a brainwash. Okay. It is the media lying to us. It is the beginning of or the continuation of a totalitarian type of a state. If you look it up at China and Japan and some other countries, Russia, Cuba, Venezuela, all these countries, they are already used to the new era, the new world order. The people in China, I'm talking about, yes, communist, socialist, however you want to call them, it is when the government has power on social structures and when the government and the economy leaders, they rule over your lifestyle, over your everyday lifestyle, and they tell you what to do, what not to do, what time to do it, okay? When they rule over you, that is a totalitarian structure, which we are already prepared because we've been already guided into being online. When you can buy things online, all the things that we do online, that requires that you don't leave home. So a lot of us, we had already a very stationary lifestyle where we stay where we are and you only need your computer. And a lot of people got used to that, okay? What about the social interaction? Social skills, community, and social interactions are just going to disappear, or they're going to lack a lot of... So what happens when humans are isolated? What happens when humans in a community, when they stay home and they only worry about themselves? They've told me, I've heard so many people telling me, just worry about yourself. Well, I'm okay. All of us can say, well, I'm okay. I'm just working from home and I can take care of my kids. I can feed them and we can be home. We only need to go out on the street for the minimum necessary thing. So listen, everybody needs to wake up here. We need to understand the way we are living this new lifestyle is not a quarantine. It is get used to living like this. Are you enjoying your lockdown? Can you see that it is better living like this? That's what's happening, okay? So we gotta wake up. I'm gonna talk about different things. What you believe is your reality, but is it congruent? Okay, so you believe you are trapped, you are trapped. If you believe you are free, then you are free. They're telling us we are in a democracy. If you believe you are in a democracy, yes, you are in a democracy, but is it congruent? No, we are not in a democracy because they don't care what people say or think. And people are not willing to say anything. People are willing to just be pretty good for today. Have something to eat, get paid, and people are being pushed to the edge of just survival. But we are being denied our capacity for entertainment, our freedom of movement. We're not allowed to make parties every day. I mean, parties every weekend, or just to do our social gatherings, because they don't want us to be talking to each other. They want to totally eliminate private business. So if you notice, entertainment and tourism are private business. Only grocery stores are open. So what's going to happen with all the malls? And since everybody are buying stuff online. So also, we already have in place the distance education. Already everything is online. Every school district has a website. Every teacher has a website, and students are already used to using the computer because everything is technological. We could already see this. If you are my age, 20 years ago, turning down into the new millennium, we were already prompted into new technologies. We were already trained on into the new everything that is online, everything that is technological, that's a new thing. What was the purpose? The purpose of everybody being technology is that they have an easier control on your behavior. We can be tracked with the phones, of course. We can be tracked. If you have a cell phone, you can be tracked. Google keeps a record or everywhere you go. You can be tracked. If you have a cell phone with you, they track you. I bet everybody knew this, right? And then also, we were prepared already for this new world order. We're not going to complain being at home because everything is at home. So we get services. We really don't have to go outside and hunt anything. A lot of professionals, we work from home and we work online, and social media is online. You really don't need to go. But what happens to the human body when you don't get sunlight? Okay? When you don't get sunlight, you get depressed, your immune system. And what happens with the human body when you are receiving all these electromagnetic waves from cell phones and satellites? Yes. What happens with the human body when you are only buying things from the store that is processed food, which comes in a box or in a bag? Yes. What happens? Your immune system goes down. So your lifespan is going to be shorter. So why are they insurance people selling you a packet? So for when you die, and this and that. Well, they cannot tell anymore that when you're elderly, you're going to be traveling around the world. I mean, you know how much energy you need to be traveling around the world? Really, with that little pension that everybody gets, you think you're going to be able to be traveling around the world? Of course not. Not anymore. Nobody's willing. The people that are going to be able to travel are the people with money. Okay, people who have extra money because of their job, because of their lifestyle, they are the ones that are going to be traveling. All the private companies are going to struggle so much unless they make deals with the state. Okay, and the state, I refer to the politician leaders, which they are just messengers from the economical leaders, okay? The economical structures in the world are stronger and are the bosses of the politicians. That's why we, in the United States, there is a businessman, an entrepreneur as a president, because he listens to the big corporations. Corporations that are leaders in the world, they are the ones who make the decisions on how people are gonna live. Because when we depend on living the way they tell us to live, that's when you think you depend, and they can have everybody living like that. Just look at Korea, China, Russia, and also if you go to France, they already live until a very well order. I can tell you that Italy and Spain are countries where people are more free thinkers, and they pretty much, yes, they do hug and kiss very often, and they do not listen much to the control measures. I really do not believe what is going on the media. Anything that comes from TV, I have my doubts, because it is very easy to just post a spreadsheet. It is very easy to copy images. The media, they copy images and they copy videos from somewhere else, and it's really easy to just put up a show. If you know how video editing works, you can do it over and over, but there's some free press and there's some citizens who have been recording and sharing videos about hospitals not being crowded. I have driven by hospitals here where I am in Houston, and there's no cars, there's no people in the hospitals. Texas is not a state under emergency. Actually, what is really bad is that people who really have health issues and health problems, people who really need respirators for whatever reason, people who really need to schedule a surgery for whatever reason, people who need with diabetes, with heart problems, people who really are sick and they need medical attention, they're not getting medical attention because the medical industry stopped by just to listen to their bosses. They just stopped and they assume everybody. And they have set up all this testing. Excuse me, it is so stupid when people don't know what a virus is. There are scientists already saying, and if you have studied microbiology, you need to go and see that viruses are actually very weak. Viruses are not stronger than a bacteria. Okay, we are a bacteria. We are a SCOBY. Our body is a whole colony of bacteria, and we are alive, and bacteria are intelligent. Versus a virus is just, it is active or non-active. And a virus can only attack you if you let it in your system. And if you don't let any virus in your system, it won't do any harm to you. And our immune system is strong. They're talking like, they're assuming everybody has a low immune system. You know why? Because they know what they've been feeding you. Because they know what they've been putting in that fast food. They know the metals and the chemicals, the very poisonous, toxic chemicals they've been putting in that food that you buy at the grocery store. They know it. And so if you want to keep an immune system that is really strong and healthy, yes, we need sunlight. Yes, we need exercise. But that's only like 10%. Your immune system is what you eat, okay? The quality of the water that you drink. And it's mostly what kind of amino acids and carbs that you put. Yes, we do need carbs. I'm totally against all the diets that are not diets. They try to sell you. You know, marketing is so predatory that they make people believe that you need what you don't need, because what they really want is money and power, and they really don't care about the millions of people dying. Okay, you need to understand that our world is not so nice. And by this, I don't want to be negative, but being positive on the in front of this circumstance is very useless. And being positive is like, oh yeah, let's just try to adjust and adapt. Okay, go ahead. However, think about future generations. Okay, think about your children never be able to be in a birthday party. Think about no more concerts. Think about all this control in the lifestyle. Like, we humans have like a tribal behavior. Like, it's okay to be all together singing, dancing, eating in large, in 10, 20, 30, 40 people, 100 people. That's who we are as humans. We need the social interaction. Okay, and if they just cut it, and if they just say no more of that, then you will become more like a robot. And then you will be dependent on that one. Families will be more cohesive. And you're going to just, family relationships are going to be so possessive and so controlling in the family. So thank you for listening. If you are up to here listening, feel free to share all my thinking, because I think I'm using logic here, and we do need to wake up and we do need to gather and talk to each other. I don't care if it's Zoom, it's not the same having virtual gatherings, because we do need to hold hands, we do need to hug, we do need to do that. We do carry lots of viruses. We do carry them every day. And I think what we should do is measure how strong your immune system is. Okay. Measure yourself. I would say just go ahead and drink green juice, or go ahead and eat fruits and vegetables. Try to buy organic. I know they don't raise really clean vegetables and fruits anymore, but you know what? In that case, we have grains. You can eat lentils, beans, corn is really good. Wheat, I don't trust wheat much, or pasta, because it has gluten, and gluten is not good. It's something that makes your cells sticky. So I'm going to be I'm going to be making more podcasts where I can share with you the situation, so that you keep an open eye, okay? And share my reflections, please. Think about this. Send me your comments to lifecoachservices@gmail.com. lifecoachservices@gmail.com. Susu Kenti, you can send me your comments and tell me your opinions, what you think, and share with everybody, okay? Look it up. Look it up, because it is not okay. I would just say turn off TV and don't listen to the... This feels so prepared. It's obviously took them some time to get ready. Do you know how much it cost to announce something on social media? Okay, so everything, every app that you go, every app, every email you get, every text message you get, all social media is taken over by this ghost, okay? And what they want is they want everybody to submit to this idea, to submit foolishly. Are you going to do that? Don't you have a brain to compare and analyze? I think we all should compare and analyze and not just swallow what they give you like that. I mean, I understand you have a good heart and you want to trust others, and you are telling your kids that they are in a very nice, happy world. Well, no, I'm sorry, but we are not. We can make, it's up to us, and we can make this world truthful and nice. It's up to us. If you stay using your feminine energy and the love and the community and the connection, physical connection with others, okay? People do get depressed if they don't get hugs and if they don't leave belong to groups. Belonging to groups is so important. As a psychologist, as a human science expert, I can tell you how I have seen a lot of mental illness for people who are not in contact with others. Our immune system is an emotional, neurological system. They are trying to make you not humans. They have been trying to put metals in your body. And if you already have metals in your body, you may want to balance that energy using crystals or using some quartz, some amethyst, some sapphire, or crystals, which are a combination of positive energy. And when you combine a crystal with a metal, then, and also something from the earth, you need something from the earth, and then like a piece of wood or something like that, then you create a very nice magnetic compost to regulate. They're telling us to stay home because if you are home, you are receiving the electromagnetic waves from all the hundreds of satellites that are around the world. And these satellites make people to be hypnotized and to be like minions and just receive orders on what to do and not think what's going on, not question anything. And I understand there's two ways to be happy. You can be happy ignoring everything, and you can be happy questioning everything. Yes, it is possible to be happy both ways. Okay. When you are happy just adapting and adjusting to everything, good luck. I mean, yeah, you can be happy if you have no self-esteem, if you don't have a sense of what freedom, like someone who has never been free, then they're going to be okay. It's like if you have a little rat in a little cage that was born in captivity, that rat doesn't know what it is. Like animals that are born in the zoo, they're born in captivity. They think that's how the world is. But remember Plato philosophy of the cave. There were some slaves inside a cave, and all they could see was a projection of reality on a wall that some other people was projecting, but they didn't know the light, and the light was so bright to them. Read the theory of the Plato's cave. That's how they want people. They want people to be just like a slave, working and just looking at some shades on the wall. But you cannot see reality. The outside world is so beautiful. It's so bright. Why is it cloudy every day? Why we cannot see a blue sky? What happened with our blue sky? So now what they're going to do is, if you want to go to the beach, if you want to go see a blue sky, if you want to go to the mountain, you have to pay a lot of money. And if you are a slave, you can never dream about it. It's just, you're a slave, just keep on working. Those luxuries of going to the beach, looking up a bright sky, that's going to be only for people way up there. Do you think right now people that are so wealthy, do you think they are in quarantine? No. No, they are at the beach enjoying surfing, or they are drinking a piña colada margarita in a private beach, which they got there in their private airplane. Okay. That they're enjoying that. Okay. And I know a lot of private companies, they didn't know it. The only ones that knew what was happening are the ones that are in control, the ones that participate in the world business economy. Economy is not a free game. It's like the Hunger Games. Just a few people control everything. And yes, there's a lot of videos about the 1%. Just a few people are going to control everything, and we're all going to be slaves. Yes, there's going to be levels of slavery, right? Some slaves, they have an essential work and they always have to go to work and they still don't get paid the same little amount they have been always paid and just live with that, right? And then there's other higher people, like maybe professional people, that we get to work from home. And you gotta just be comfortable and don't complain. Okay, well, I guess I could adjust to that, but however, they're taking away from humans the freedom to gather and to be social. What's gonna happen with finding a mate or finding a spouse is gonna be even more difficult, because how are people gonna marry? How are you gonna be able to date or to get to know someone's character? You cannot do that online. So I just think, I don't wanna be negative, but things don't look to be positive or to be great. This is not the time to be only thinking on yourself. This is the time to be thinking on everybody. And this is a time for sharing. This is a time for communication. This is a time for visiting your best friends. This is a time where everything you do, you make a choice and you make a decision on what products to buy. Every time you buy a product, you are choosing to give life to that company. Every time you decide to stay home and cook, those private businesses that they make food for people who don't want to cook, well, then they're just going to go broke. Every time that you choose to buy something, then you're giving life and power to that company. Like the toilet paper companies, well, they're probably, who owns them? Just look it up, who owns those companies? It's so easy how we all rush to fall for marketing. And it is so sad how everybody are so minionized. And it is so sad to see, and so alarming to me, to see how everybody just submits to a ghost, something that doesn't exist. So you're telling me anybody can come and tell you, be very afraid of this ghost, and then everybody will be. Because you have no idea how your immune system works. Now, if they're saying that it's a biological weapon, well, that's different. There are some people wearing even gas masks. And they were saying that's how everybody was going to be in the future. And they made movies, and they have made so that you get used to. They want to get you used to the idea so that you accept that idea when it happens. But don't fall for it, please. Don't fall for a reality that is not good for us. If you're listening to me, just think about this and share this podcast, because we should not fall for a reality that is not the best for us. This reality is not the best for our community. I understand some laws and some order is needed, but if there's going to be law and order, it needs to be a choice that every human being chooses to do what is good, because that's a value on its own, because it is a value, not because you wanna impose or somebody. There are some people like me that we don't want to impose things on others, but we're not going to be quiet about accepting things that are not good, that don't come from a spiritual being. Remember Jesus Christ. I believe in Christ. I believe in Jesus. And he said, don't ever be compliant. Jesus said, see beyond what's the kingdom of God. Okay? And the kingdom of God is not It's a place where everybody is sitting at the table, where everybody's gathering. That's what I got. That's the Christian message, is we are a community. Remember how the new Christians, they have to hide in houses to get together and practice their religion, okay? And the message from Jesus Christ is very liberating. And I think we gotta believe in something right now, because if you don't believe in anything, then that's when you start receiving all these negative thinking. Negative thinking and death thinking goes to people's minds when you don't occupy your mind with spiritual thinking, full of love from Jesus. When you fill up your heart with the love from Jesus, with the love from Christ, then other bad energies are not going to come to you, because you're going to see that your soul is occupied, your body is occupied with Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit. They won't even come to you, but you need to be full of the Holy Spirit, full of grace and strong. And don't fall for other demons that may come and talk to you about adoring money, adoring yourself and all that. But there is one thing, as spirits, as full of grace and the Holy Spirit, we need to be in contact with other humans, and we need to be together, not separate. This is my message from today. Together we are stronger. We need to be together, not separate. If you like my message, please click like and then share it with other people. And you can make your comments and send me everything. Send me your comments to lifecoachservices@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.